She loves it hot. He loves it cold. However you sleep, the pod by 8 Sleep adapts to you. Get up to $350 off with code DEEPSLEEP at 8sleep.com.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Samantha Kelly. Apple's latest attempt to revamp Siri, running into some snags. Samantha, what kind of snags are we talking about, and for what kind of what kinds of things for Apple?
Hi, thanks so much for having me on. So yeah, we're once again hearing, you know, Apple's big Siri upgrade is, you know, hitting some more bumps internally, particularly when it comes to consistency and accuracy problems and even a bug. So some of the Apple employees that are testing the software reporting things like, you know, Siri might be taking too long to respond or isn't processing things correctly or quickly. Also Siri, you know, at the moment, a lot of these, you know, early sort of models are more one-step, you know, methods, whereas now we're shifting to multi-step requests, and that's taking a bit longer as well. So we're hearing things like that, and also, you know, Siri is also leaning on its previous OpenAI's ChatGPT model instead of its own model. Now there's some integration with Gemini, Google's Gemini. So there's a lot of kinks that they are still working out, and that's why we're seeing some delays.
Are we talking about a couple of months or, you know, well into the fall?
Yeah, so it was expected to come out next month in March with iOS 26.4. Now it'll probably be pushed back to May or June. Some of those features might not even arrive until September as a part of iOS 27 with the new iPhone launch. However, I mean, this is pretty significant because we first heard about these features as far back as June 2024 at its developer conference. So this is almost 2 years ago, you know, at a time when other companies like Google, OpenAI, they're moving quickly, they're making a lot of progress, there's a big AI race, and, you know, Apple, one of the biggest companies in the world, it's expected to lead, and, you know, we're still kind of waiting for this update here.
Well, it's not like, you know, Apple fans are standing around with their arms folded and they're tapping their toes saying, hey, where are my, you know, updates, because it seems like sales are still up.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's not really impacting much. You know, it's not going to have an impact on hardware sales in the short term. Again, it's sort of that bigger play in the AI race, and people are going to expect AI in the future. They're going to be getting it in many different ways. And of course, they would think, you know, of course, we would get it in Apple's ecosystem, too. And I think right now they're trying to figure out, you know, it's not necessarily just about catching up, which it certainly needs to do, but sort of defining, you know, what Siri is, what Siri will become, and how it will execute to get there.
You'd figure that those are the kinds of questions they would have figured out before, before they fell behind.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of changes. There's been a lot of leadership changes. There's been shifting in software. There's been, internally, the testing hasn't been going great. So there's definitely been a lot of trial and error. This is also a company that, you know, doesn't like to put anything out that it doesn't feel is like quite perfect in their minds, and they haven't been happy with it. So, you know, we are still waiting, you know, for these features that were teased years ago.
So it sounds like these delays are more about what it says about the company rather than, you know, the fact that I can't get this, you know, functionality that they said I could 2 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think like when it comes, it should be pretty significant. A lot of the features that they're teasing do sound, you know, a lot of it is deeply integrated with personal data and understanding what's on user screen. So, you know, and more of these I mentioned earlier, but that might mean like, you know, going into being able to like search an old text message to find a podcast or a song that maybe you shared with your friend, and then asking Siri to play it or send it, you know, to somebody else, and more single voice commands to be able to maybe look at pictures and edit it and, you know, send it to someone, and just more complex things that we've been doing. And I do think, you know, when they get it right, and I'm sure, you know, eventually they do, it's more of a timeline thing, I would think. It's just, where will the rest of the industry evolve? Where people are moving, you know, other companies are moving quickly, where, you know, Apple's still behind in these ways.
Samantha, thanks so much for the time and for the reporting. That is Bloomberg's Samantha Kelly. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, catch Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two King or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two King or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Have you been diagnosed with head or neck cancer? At Kansas City Proton Institute, we're delivering the future of cancer care with state-of-the-art proton therapy right here in KC. Proton therapy means increased precision, reducing side effects like dry mouth, difficulty swallowing, and the loss of taste as compared to conventional radiation. If you've been diagnosed, don't wait. Get your second opinion today and see KC's largest, most experienced proton therapy team. Visit kcpi.com, Kansas City Proton Institute, where you see the best in KC.